This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva. A small fire outside of Fort Collins is creating a large plume of smoke in and around the town of La Porte. It is unclear how the fire started or how big it is, but the blaze is burning in an area filled with trees and dry grasses. Mandatory evacuations have been ordered for residents near Terry Lake. Winds are expected to reach up to 90 miles per hour today. Meanwhile, those high winds have closed schools and major highways this morning. Boulder Valley School District decided not to open 4 mountain schools due to the high fire danger. Highway 93 is closed between Arvada and Highway 128, just a few miles south of Boulder. East of Fort Collins, parts of I-25 and Highway 85 are closed due to safety concerns. Red flag warnings continue throughout the state today. The number of homes being destroyed in wildfires has been on the rise in recent decades. As the Mountain West News Bureau Murphy Woodhouse reports, researchers say blazes add more pollution to the atmosphere than previously known.
Using new data, a team of scientists has assembled one of the first comprehensive analyses of emissions from homes burned in wildfires. What they found is that such pollution is serious and in some cases can even exceed emissions from all other human sources.
However, it's currently not accounted in any operational air quality forecast system.
That's Wenfu Tong, lead author of the new paper in the journal Nature. For hydrochloric acid, one of the pollutants studied, average annual emissions from home losses between 2016 and 2020 exceeded all other human sources in California and Tennessee. In Colorado and Oregon, burned homes surpassed human sources during at least 1 year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Again, fire conditions are high throughout much of the state due to high wind and dry heat. Those conditions are expected to continue until the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.